This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up? It's your boy, V, Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, one of our listeners let us know. Very high frequency and ultra high frequency. That's in the VHF.
The wave of the future.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, today, kind of a unique shot for you. So first, I'll give you the setup here. Today, we toast 28-year-old Emily Owings of Enid, Oklahoma. Well, that's harder to say than
Enid, Oklahoma.
Enid, Oklahoma. Now, Emily was pulled over for not wearing a seatbelt. Nothing too surprising there. She also did not have her driver's license. That's a problem. She also did not have insurance. So all of these problems are culminating. In fact, the only form of ID that she had, when the cops were like, can you prove who you are since you don't have the driver's license? The good news is she had her medical marijuana card.
Oh.
The only form of ID that she had. Now, all of that said, what followed is one of the sillier situations we've seen, but like a lot of things, all of this was caught on a body cam. All right, and this video is making the rounds, but what we have done, we have the actual transcript of the conversation between the arresting police officer and our actual honoree, Emily Owings. Now, for your listening pleasure, the Men's Room Theater players have gotten together. Our very own Mike Hawk will play the role of Emily Owings, while I will play the role of the police officer. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right. It begins with the police officer. Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Now I'm waiting to see if you have any warrants through Woods County.
But I have to poop so bad.
Where do you think I was going?
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
A bizarre excuse, and her 20th birthday wasn't the only problem that she was dealing with. Police say she wasn't supposed to be behind the wheel in the first place. There was a warrant out for her arrest in Winoka for allegedly fighting an officer.
What? Why won't you just let me go?
Because your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Otherwise, I won't drive no more, but can I please just go home and go poop?
That's when the Enid officer called for backup. If I can get you to step out of the vehicle for me.
Are you going to arrest me?
You're under arrest.
Are you kidding me? Why?
You have warrants in Woods County, and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not. F you guys.
She then puts her key in the ignition and speeds off. A pursuit lasted several blocks with speeds topping 70 miles per hour. Police say the 28-year-old blew through stop signs, even through a school zone, but she eventually stopped and surrendered when officers pointed their guns at her vehicle. Get out of the vehicle now! Step out now! Well, she was arrested and booked into the Garfield County Detention Center. She faces several felony charges. Back to our program.
Can I poop in your car, man?
You could have already been on your way to jail.
Yeah, but not pooping.
Get in the car! Police searched Owings' car and found a pipe with meth inside of it. Oh, that concludes Jesus. Our story. This woman would not stop talking about having to poop.
Mm-hmm.
That was her whole thing. And if you watch the video, she's like, listen, man, I got to poop. He's like, I don't care. You're going to be arrested. Can I at least go home first to poop? He's like, no, you're under arrest. Can I poop in your car? No, but we're going to take you to jail where you can poop. But again, she's making it clear that she's not going to be able to hold it. I don't know how this concluded. She may have finally brown capped his car. Maybe she managed to hold it. I don't know. But Jesus. Good Lord, that woman. I appreciate a woman who has to poop and let you know. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola!
All right, Lauren, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yes, I do.
Fantastic. Then you probably already know this. Your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
All right, don't judge me, but I'm going with the drugs.
Going with drugs?
Lauren, have we done drugs together?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yes, we have.
I knew that.
If it makes you feel any better, we're judging you positively. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your story. A New Hampshire man. He was seen doing jumping jacks in his neighbor's driveway and sniffing a shrub. Well, he's been arrested, shockingly, on drug charges. Officers responding to a report of a shirtless man with no shoes doing jumping jacks in the driveway of a home, they found 36-year-old James Albert sniffing a shrub with his eyes closed. And while speaking with him, an officer noted more behaviors consistent with drug use. He was then found to be in possession of a bag containing drugs, which he admitted was the drug they thought it was. After he was taken to the hospital to be evaluated, police obtained a warrant for his arrest. He was taken into custody by officers who were responding to the reported disturbance at the house. He has since been released. It's not clear when he'll return to court, but what do you think this barefoot, shirtless shrub sniffer was on? Was it PCP, methamphetamine, bath salts, or Xanax?
Well, let's see. Based on my extensive experience, I'm going to say, first of all, I congratulate him on stopping to smell the roses, even if they're not there. But I'm going to say it was meth.
You're going to go meth, Lauren?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think here for a minute. Doing jumping jacks.
Doing jumping jacks.
Someone's driveway.
Right, not his home.
I think I'm going to go bath salts. That's going to be my final answer. For some reason, bath salt seems to come up often. He didn't get too crazy like a lot of people do.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's very active and he's doing jumping jacks.
He was active. Either jumping jacks or sniffing. Yeah.
Okay, but he did take off a lot of his clothes, which is also a sign of PCP use.
Yeah, people get hot.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, right. Instead of sniffing the shrubs, he probably would have just ran through them.
Yeah. Lauren, you want to stick with meth final answer?
It sounds weird to say that, but yeah, I'm going to stick with meth.
Okay. We're going to find out if this guy was on PCP, meth, bath salts, or Xanax next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Lauren picked a category of drugs. We had a New Hampshire where a man was shirtless and without shoes doing jumping jacks in someone's driveway. I guess imaginary bushes are the real thing. Either way, they realized he was on drugs. He was, in fact, on drugs.
He was, and the bushes were real. He was just
sniffing them. Question is, what drug was he on? PCP, meth, bath salts, or Xanax?
And Lauren has since hung up, and he guessed meth. You guessed bath salts. I think both very strong guesses, but as far as the bath salts go, no, not the bath salts. And Lauren, if you're still here with us, you are correct.
Very good.
It was, in fact, methamphetamine.
Okay. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Not bad.
Well, I try.
Oh, look, it's Mike Hall.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hello. We forgot Ted was off today.
I know.
We put that cardboard cutout in the seat.
Just like the Mariners games, he's just sitting right here.
I'm about to depress you even further. There's no jokes tonight because the joke writer's actually gone, so.
Well, it's either the late night hosts themselves or Ted.
I mean,
he's not here.
I'm just saying, you know, Jimmy Kimmel has his backup guy and I didn't come through for Ted on this one. So we're just going to talk stuff. We're going to talk TV stuff. So I think you guys are with me. You are absolutely ecstatic that football is back.
Yes.
I am so happy. I watched the
Browns-Bengals and was happy about it.
Great game.
I don't know.
Right.
No, it was a good game. It was a good game. But I was excited about it before it even came on. And I don't know in my history of watching football that Browns-Bengals got my heart pumping. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is just not the matchup.
But so, I was just fine with it.
I was, too.
I was excited.
It was a great game.
Tonight's not a bad night, either. Mariners are in action. Sounders are in action. You've got game one of the Western Conference Finals in the NBA. So,
exactly.
Even on a Friday night, they got college football on, although I wouldn't watch that game. But there's plenty of good stuff on, sports-wise.
But, again, it's the Battle of Ohio. I have zero stake in this game. This is probably my first time ever watching football where I am this glued to the TV for a game that has absolutely nothing to do with me.
Yeah, it does not affect the Seahawks. It does not affect. I mean, let's think.
You've got two of the younger quarterbacks in the NFL, supposedly some that have some potential.
Both number one picks, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
So at least from watching from that standpoint, did these teams make the right decisions on their draft picks? Obviously, I think the Bengals did a pretty good job with Burrow.
Burrow, yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty good early on.
He does.
Granted, he hasn't won.
The difference is he stays very poised. That helps. Baker Mayfield is not poised, but he was energetic and he played well last night.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
They played the game that they've been trying to sell for the last season and a half.
And not to mention the tools that Mayfield has to work with when you got Odell Beckham Jr., you got Jarvis Landry, you got Nick Chubb running the ball, who was a monster, by the way.
God, yeah.
He's from Kansas City, too.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt, yeah. So he's got all the tools in the world, so he can be a little bit more relaxed, whereas I think Burrow has a harder time. He's got A.J. Green over there. Is Eifert still even playing for him?
I don't know. A.J. Green looked like crap last night.
He did.
Three catches.
I mean, it was basically just Burrow and Mixon doing the job the entire time.
Either way, it was football, and it was a good game.
It was football. And the thing is that I actually cut my cable. You know, obviously with the pandemic going on, a lot of cutbacks had to be made. My pocketbook got a little bit short, so I had to cut the cable. The thing is that now I'm stuck with just the streaming services, which are fine. I don't mind the streaming services. I got plenty of things that I watch there, and I was catching up on all kinds of old shows. I was catching up on King of the Hill, still am. I'm on season 7. Phenomenal show still, by the way. But then finally bit the bullet and got Fubo TV and was able to actually watch some sports on TV again.
Uh-huh.
And all was right.
You got Verizon, right?
I do have Verizon, yeah.
Okay, you told me to download that app, and
Correct.
Last week I was playing golf, go figure, but the Seahawks game was on.
Right.
So I watched the entire game up until like 2 to 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Perfect.
One charge on my phone. That game was 3.5 hours long. My battery actually lasted that long. I'm like, this is awesome.
It is.
Just kept it in the cart and looked down every once in a while to see how my fantasy team was doing.
I'm with you. It's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, you got a little bit of time to kill. Maybe you're doing some stuff after work and you just kind of set it down there on the table.
Although,
as a game,
as we said yesterday on the program or the day before, man, oh man, did we get effed in the games this weekend. NFL-wise.
Well, at least the Seahawks for the late game.
They have the late game, but they're putting on all the poop before. All the games no one wants to see. You're like, oh, come on.
Well, it's
Christ.
The morning games. Brew yourself some coffee. Make breakfast.
There's better options.
Okay.
There's better options.
Nobody wants to see Bears-Giants.
Nobody.
Sorry.
Nobody. Not even the Bears and the Giants want to watch themselves play.
They don't even want to play that game.
They're not even going to review film.
What game would you rather watch at 10 a.m.?
Are you kidding me?
Anything.
Anything.
All right. When do the Jags play? They watch
that'd
be
fine. That's
Gardner Minshew.
I know. I'd watch Pride of Washington. Why don't they have that on here?
I'd watch that in a second.
Doggone it. All right, back to the entertainment sphere here. Let's go to the Emmys. Jimmy Kimmel isn't feeling too positive about hosting the 2020 Emmy Awards virtually this year as the coronavirus pandemic rages on. He says, quote, "I know everyone will get crazy when I say this, but this probably would be the lowest rated Emmys of all time," he told Deadline in a recent interview. "I would bet almost anything on it. Of course it will."
Well, you got to remember, man, half the Emmys, the Golden Globes, and whatever the hell, the Oscars, right?
Right.
The lead into that, if you're one of these people that cares, like, I don't know, my wife, it's about what everybody's wearing. So
right.
For her, I don't even know if she cares about the award show so much, but like, you've been watching that, it leads into the event. You watch it.
It's not for everybody.
Be,
you know?
Right, but there's not going to be any of that this year because everyone's at home. I'm sure they'll be dressed nice.
Right.
But you're not going to get that $2 million Vera Wang diamond dress to sit in your goddamn living room and see if you won something, right?
Exactly.
So I think that'll go away. And me, personally, I don't really enjoy watching stuff like the Emmys so much.
Yeah.
I just don't. Like, I can read about it later.
I'd be
And you know what? And you can't take advantage of the interviews on the red carpet. Like, is that a Wang you're wearing?
Right. I always wear a Wang.
I'd be interested to see the real-time, like, viewership of it. Because, like you said, there's a lot of people. There's a sect of people that really want to see all the dresses that everybody's wearing. They want to see the pre-show interviews. And so the red carpet thing that, you know, your views are all the way up here. Then I guarantee you, after that first open monologue, the viewership just drops off completely until people guess when, like, best picture's coming up, best lead actor, best supporting actor, because
that's That's the big stuff.
Who really cares about the best sound designer? So you're going to go through all these different categories that nobody cares about, not to mention everybody's going to get up and make their political statement, so then we're going to come up here for the grand finale.
That's it. I mean, honestly, they could edit out all the... And look,
right.
You know, I get if you do sound design and all the wardrobe...
I live for that. I love it.
And it is good stuff. And it is very important to how we perceive what it is that's on the screen. But everyone's there for the celebrities. Let's
exactly.
Face, right? That's it. Top to bottom, you're there for the celebrities.
Not only that, in the chair. Look, man, if you're up on stage and they play the wrap-up music,
you
know it's time to get off the stage. You gotta wind this thing down. Well, if you're zooming from your living room and you win, like, it's kind of hard to cut that guy off. I'll be interested to see how they do that.
Funny you mentioned that. He actually goes on to say that he expressed frustration and exhaustion with all the changes being implemented to make sure all 140 nominees have working cameras and connections in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
They have got to make sure that they have good HD cameras because they're not going to trust it to just some random webcam.
Right.
They need to have a very, very good slick camera in there, perfect sound design, the lighting is perfect, and then they're going to wear their
show of the year. Like, you got to unmute yourself, brother.
Yeah. He's giving the speech. No one can hear him.
Sure, there'll be some of that, too. You know?
David.
Man, look, man, I'm not
David,
good at
hit
it
the
either.
Little microphone.
You should see us trying to set that stuff up. It's a joke.
I would say, do what I do. If you have kids, have your kids set it up.
Exactly.
They know what they're doing. I don't. So it's, hey, get in here, man. Right. This is what I need to achieve.
And then I actually do like Jimmy's out here. He says, believe me, I'm not up for any challenge. If there's a challenge, I would prefer to go take a nap, but I agreed to host the Emmys in, like, I don't know, November of last year. So, you know, I got into this before the pandemic, and so things changed significantly from when I said yes, but I figured since I said yes, I had to stick with it. It's going to be a more complicated job than it usually is. That is probably the biggest...
That's Sunday night?
Yes, that
we're,
is something.
We're all going to be watching football.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody here is going to be watching the Seahawks go and slay the New England Patriots.
Yeah, 12th man.
Exactly. I'm ready for it. Hey, you know what? I guarantee you CenturyLink still has its effect. I think it still shakes the boots of Cam Newton.
You would
every
think
time
that they would
here.
Be allowed to turn up the volume a little bit louder on the artificial crowd noise to actually simulate said stadium.
Right, because you said that they're actually piping in crowd noise that is basically reminiscent of what that stadium usually does.
NFL Films has provided each one of the teams with the ambient crowd noise from their home stadium. So if you play the Chiefs and you're playing at Arrowhead,
Chiefs is typically pretty
it's
loud,
actually
right?
The Arrowhead crowd. Right. The difference is they can only turn it up to 75 decibels. And right. Like if you're playing the Dolphins in Miami, that's about right. If you're playing Seattle in Seattle, that is not right.
Didn't we hit like 140 or 160 or something like that?
What, a Marshawn's run?
Yeah.
There was a moment there where they said like it registered as an earthquake.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, right.
Seismic activity from the noise of the stadium.
Do they have the speaker power to actually get that done?
That's what I mean. Let's crank it up.
Let's move on over to YouTube, which is basically another streaming service at this point. I understand that anybody can upload up to YouTube, but there's a lot of they're very verified channels on there.
But it's like podcasts. Anyone can do a podcast, but there's 50 that everyone is aware of.
Exactly.
Right? So that's basically what has happened with YouTube.
You know, there's one that I've been watching here for a while now. It's called Good Mythical Morning. It's a fantastic channel. I recommend everybody everybody check it out. They talk about food, and it's nothing about food constantly. You know, they do different food challenges. There was one where they have a regular bag of Lay's, and then they grab like the Safeway signature brand. They have the Target Good Relief brand or whatever it is, but they have just regular potato chips out in front of everybody, and then they have to actually guess what the name brand is. And they have 500 videos of them doing similar stuff.
I think I can nail Lay's, man. They're salty.
You'd think.
Yeah, I think I got that. I definitely could do a chip challenge.
We should put that up to the test.
I'm not kidding you.
Well, remember, Lay's makes a lot of
store. Too.
Yeah, so I mean, because everyone hedges their bets and just says, look, most people are going to buy Lay's because they know the name, but if they buy your store brand, you're still getting Lay's just for a little bit cheaper.
Kirkland does that with Costco, and they come out and say, hey, man, if you know, this is really this is made by this, you know, this name brand.
Exactly. Another channel that I do like is called WatchMojo.com, and they are my other favorite thing in the world, Miles, a top 10 list. And so I've actually brought you guys a top 10 list.
Oh!
What is something that is apparent in every TV show that has ever happened ever? They all need one thing. I know you guys aren't going to get it. It's a catchphrase.
Ah, okay.
Everybody has their catchphrase. Yeah. So they actually set up, they actually put it out to the people to put in their own votes. And this was years ago that they did this. And so they've actually, one thing that I love that they do is that they go from 10 all the way down to 2, and then they will give you the honorable mention. So that's actually what I'm going to start with today.
Okay.
I have a bunch of honorable mentions here for the top catchphrases from TV shows.
Give us the catchphrase. We'll see if we know the show. Because Miles and I are worse at this than you might think.
Okay, first off, I'm just going to give you guys the full-on montage of all the honorable mentions, and we'll be right back.
Have mercy.
We were on the break!
Go, girl!
I'm doing stuff, Lori. Thanks.
You got it, dude.
You're a bloody psychopath.
High-functioning sociopath.
And that's why I fight for you, Albuquerque.
Better call Saul.
Lovely jubbly.
No, I know nothing. I am from Barcelona.
You big dummy.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, hey, hey!
One of these days.
Lead on. Allons-y.
Ted, suit up.
See, it varies all over the place. We had some classics
cartoons,
in there, had some brand
classic,
news.
Sure.
You bet. So here we go. These are the top 10 catchphrases from TV shows.
Number 10.
Fairly easy. Bitch.
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 Whose catchphrase is bitch?
Bitch.
If it were up to me, this would be my number one catchphrase.
I have no idea.
This is Breaking Bad. This is Jesse Pinkman.
Ah. This is my own private domicile, and I will not be harassed. Bitch.
Everything that he says has to be followed up with bitch, and I absolutely love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. These are the top 10 catchphrases from TV shows.
Number nine.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Okay, the weakest link. We
pretty self-explanatory.
Right, yeah.
But really, it's the goodbye.
Right.
If she doesn't say goodbye, you feel like you're left hanging.
And I was thinking about that show. Did that show honestly last like 2 years and then disappear?
I remember
it being massive, but I really don't remember it being on for any length of time. But everybody knows what that is.
People love it.
No, I agree.
I love the show.
It was huge for a minute and then done.
Number eight.
How you doing?
How you
friends.
Doing?
Friends?
You nailed it.
Okay.
Joey Tribbiani and Friends.
How you doing?
Everybody's favorite pickup line.
Number seven.
These are the top 10 catchphrases from TV shows.
Can I do that?
I don't know that I ever watched this show.
Is that Urkel? What's it called? Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Okay, it is Family Matters.
I never actually watched that show, but I did. Yeah, that was another one that was just. Everybody said it after a while.
I never watched the show either. I'm just old enough that it just would not quite appeal to me. But like you said, I know all the catchphrases. I'm familiar with all the characters. Never saw a single episode.
Mm-hmm.
Number six.
Is that SpongeBob?
That is SpongeBob.
Okay.
That's just his catchphrase. Every time he's ready to do something, he is ready.
It sounded like Cartman, didn't it?
Yeah.
It was early on in the show. I think that was
Ren
episode
and Stimpy,
one.
Or what the hell is
five. Number five.
Tom Kenny, actually.
Exterminate.
That one's going to be a little bit difficult for you guys.
Exterminate.
Say an exterminate.
I'm going to guess Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not bad. Miles, any guesses for you?
God, no. He-Man.
No, this is the show that has probably outlasted every other show that I have here, Doctor Who.
And it's
those little robots that are rolling around
called Daleks.
Daleks.
Daleks?
Yeah,
okay.
And their number one mission is just to destroy the Doctor.
Okay.
Number four.
It's going to be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy. No. Legendary.
I don't know.
Oh, you do know this.
Do I know? Is you, it, you know, is it How I Met Your Mother?
It is How I Met Your Mother. That is Barney Stinson, Neil Patrick Harris.
That's everything the only reason. I'm like, it sounds like something his character would say.
Everything was legendary. These are the top 10 catchphrases from TV shows.
Number three. Oh, my God. They killed Kenny.
South Park. I like that it stopped when I needed to.
Number two.
Bazinga.
Oh, that's a show you like. Big Bang.
You nailed it.
Is it Big Bang?
It is Big Bang. That is Sheldon Cooper's catchphrase.
Bazinga.
And the number one catchphrase from TV shows.
Number one.
Everybody knows it.
Oh,
Homer. All right. Most of them were, in fact, cartoons.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I did better than I thought I was.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. There you go with all your TV news. Don't forget, Sounders on at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
Mariners are in action, and, of course, your Patriots and Seahawks playing there at Sunday night. That's the big game there. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A boat full of migrants seeking asylum lands on a nudist beach, where they are then served drinks. Meanwhile, a woman who led police on a high-speed chase says it's her birthday and she was hurrying to make something that stinks. Town of Dania Beach, Florida gets new welcome sign that gets put up in the wrong city. Lawsuit claims faulty lid spilled hot tea on testicles, not that they ever looked pretty. And Russian soldiers detained after washing their stinky-ass feet in holy water. It is time for headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we go to Sussex, where a dinghy full of 10 men and one woman seeking a better life elsewhere found themselves on the shores of Sussex. As they approached the shore, they were greeted by locals that could tell that they were in need of help, but something was a little off about these locals. They were nudists. A naked family stormed the water to help the boat to shore and offered the occupants some hot beverages.
I think that's a pretty fair deal. We got naked people, a hot drink, you know, a harrowing journey.
Where am I?
What hot beverage would that be, though? Like just a coffee or a tea?
I would say tea.
Tea. Yeah, probably tea.
Do you really want to handle tea if you're a nudist?
Look, man, you've been on boat for a few days. You're thirsty. You're hungry. You'll take anything from a naked person, even if you've been eating all day for 5 days in a row.
That's fair. In other news, a woman in Oklahoma was arrested after getting into a chase with the police. After an officer attempted to pull her over for driving too slowly, but instead of stopping, she finally hit the gas and sped off, and in so doing, ran a red light, flashing the officer the peace sign. Not amused, the officer kept up the pursuit and finally got her stopped using stop sticks. She was finally arrested in a parking lot, but not before treating the officers to a short dance routine. It was soon determined that the cause of her slow speed, she was driving high on marijuana.
Ah.
Shocking. I actually did hear about that. I actually saw a test that was done between people high on marijuana, people that were drunk, and people that were, you know, just normal driving for the control test. They found that marijuana drivers way under the speed limit.
Always. Sure.
Always.
They're not in a hurry.
Exactly.
And you're paranoid.
It's going to be the most in-between the lines that you've ever seen.
Yeah.
California man is suing Starbucks because of an accident at the drive-thru. We may have covered this a little bit earlier today. The man went to the Starbucks back in 2018, but as the barista was giving him his order, the lid fell off the cup and spilled his hot tea all over his hands, lap, and genitals. His legal team says that he suffered second and third degree burns from the liquid that caused complications with walking, his sex life, and claims that he could no longer play the piano.
Huh.
The company has come forward and said that they'll take their share of the responsibility for the accident.
I would stop at sex life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Like, after the piano.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, but somebody's going to be like, oh, he can't play the piano anymore.
Right.
Like, can he have sex? Because if he can, he doesn't care.
I feel
he's
like
he's only playing the piano to have sex. Do you understand that?
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
They really do.
Ugly people get laid when they can play the piano. You know what's so messed up about the story? So, he's at the drive-thru.
Right.
She hand, and we understand the lid pops off as she's handing it to him, hits his groin. He wanted to jump out of the car, but he couldn't
because he's at the drive.
His door wouldn't open enough, so he still had to drive up in excruciating pain. And then he pulled up like 10, 15 feet, then jumped out of the car and ripped off his sweatpants.
Did the happy dance.
But by then, yeah.
Insurance is done.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like that's a joke that I've heard of somebody that's obviously going for that insurance claim. I'll never play the piano again.
I know.
Really? Two Russian soldiers were detained in their home country for their cleaning methods. In a video shared online, the two soldiers were seen cleaning their boots off near the Cathedral of Christ the Savior using their holy water.
Oh, no. They're going to fall out of a window now.
The laughter from the soldiers indicated that they knew exactly what they were doing, and charges were filed against the two.
All right. I mean, we talked to Ted about this. So what makes the water holy? It's like the priest blessed.
The priest blessed the water. That's
Yeah, he can go into the bathroom, fill up a cup, and if he blesses it, yes. It's like, dude, there's more holy water where that came.
It's just
holy water.
Tacky.
Holy water.
It is just tacky.
It's not here to wash your feet.
A little confusion over in Hollywood, Florida, which I just found out there's a Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
In a recent effort to replace a small and outdated sign welcoming people into the nearby Dania Beach, city officials erected a brand new sign to greet people on their way. But there's one problem. The sign is technically in Hollywood, not in Dania Beach. While plenty of people are laughing off at the mistake, officials in Hollywood are frustrated that it further causes confusion about the city limits of Hollywood.
Well, of course it does. If you don't know where you are and it says, hey, welcome to the wrong place.
Exactly. Well, then welcome to Tacoma. You'd be like, wait a minute, I thought Tacoma was south of here.
Guess I was wrong.
The thing is, I would like to see on a map where exactly the sign was placed, because if it's, you know, oh, it's another 100 yards into Hollywood, then
sure.
Okay, then it doesn't matter. I'm on my way into Dania Beach. Mm-hmm. But if it's like in the town center, okay, I'll understand a little bit of that frustration.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
It was a pretty expensive sign. It was like a really nice welcome to
sign. Oh, it was beautiful, yeah.
Just in the wrong place.
Just not in the right city.
Just in the wrong city, you know. Man in Florida has already done some of the hard work for officers as he was being arrested. The man was arrested after officers pulled him over for a routine traffic stop and found ammunition in his door pocket. Given that the man had previous felony convictions, he was arrested for the ammunition. But luckily for the officers, he already had a bondage collar around his neck when he was being arrested.
Uh-oh.
His partner was also arrested on drug possession charges given the contents of his backpack.
Are you going to use your handcuffs or should I use mine? How does this work?
That's an awkward one.
I'm going to say the bondage collar. If I'm a cop rolling up like, okay, we got a live one here.
Exactly. That is it for headlines with that. Go Hawks. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.